Hello.
Hey, Jeremiah, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
All right, so I got good news for you. If you do LSA only, which is Google Guarantee, we're going to be able to include a website for you, okay?
Yeah.
And also, we'll be able to reactivate your Google listing that's in suspension. But they wanted me to clarify, though, if you're not doing the pro package, we're not going to optimize it to show up on the first page for the map section. We're just going to get it reactivated for you. Does that clarify? Like, you'll still show up on the first page for Google Guarantee, but they're just including the website and reactivation of your suspended listing. Does that make sense?
Google Guarantee,
mm-hmm.
they'll get my reviews back.
Right.
My old listing, so they'll be able to get rid of the new one, right?
That's what they're going to need to do. Yes, sir. They'll have to reactivate the listing and suspension and get rid of the old Google business profile, and we're going to include that in Google Guarantee for you. Now, if you want to optimize your map listing as well, they gave me an option for you. I could get you into our pro package at $149 a month, which is usually our corporate rate. That's a multi-location discount. So just to clarify, $149 gets you optimization on the Google listing in the map section, and then it would be $250 application fee for Google Guarantee.
The activation fee or whatever, that's for administration fees and all that stuff.
Yeah, one-time application.
And the background check and all that.
Exactly.
Right?
License, insurance, background check. Usually takes about 3 weeks to get done. I send you the application on the spot for you to get started on, and then I schedule your client with Patricia, who will be your account lead on Google Guarantee. Okay.
So what's all the money that I have to come up front?
So if you do just Google Guarantee, which is gonna, we have a website thrown in for you and reactivation of your Google listing, it's gonna be $250 out the door because of the application fee.
Right. That's for the application fee. Yeah, I understand that in the background and all that stuff. Yeah. And then you got the $148 or.
So the $149 is optional. That will activate, or not just activate, it will optimize your Google business profile for it to show up on the first page in the map section for 15 keywords. If you choose to do that too, that will be at $149. So if you do both, it's $399 out the door.
Because I thought Google Guarantee would get you there.
Google Guarantee does get you there on the first page, but it's in the Google Guarantee section. So when your leads are on, you'll rotate to the top. When your leads are off, you'll rotate off the top. With the Google Map listing, you don't rotate at all.
Well, then shit. Kind of like a double-bladed sword.
I just wanted to give you all your options, you know. But
I
if
got
you elect,
so what would be my total? Like after the first month, what would be my total?
So if you do just Google Guarantee, let me hold on. I put your lead fees in here. If you go with the minimum budget, which guarantees you 13 leads, that's $418. Okay?
A month. Man, that's exactly what I'm paying for HomeAdvice. That's the exact same amount of money.
No way.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I pay $418 a month.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Your leads will be $32 per lead, though, so they're not going to fluctuate on you. They won't go, like, up or down. That's going to guarantee you 13 leads.
Right, so it's going to be $418.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And that will give me what? How many leads on the guarantee deal?
Up to 13 leads.
Up to 13 leads. Okay.
Correct.
And that recycles, right?
It does.
And
so
if I don't get any clicks or calls, I don't get charged for it, right?
Exactly. I haven't seen that happen to anybody, but let's say you took 0 leads on for the month. The following month, you wouldn't be charged anything on Google Guarantee.
Oh, I gotcha.
Now, if you did the option they gave you with the pro package too at the corporate pricing, that would be $418 plus $149, which is $567 if you choose to do that.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to start with just Google Guarantee, again, it's including the reactivation.
Well, okay, you missed me by 10 minutes, man. If you called me 10 minutes earlier, I would have been in front of everybody that needs to hear all this.
Okay.
Shit. Gosh. What are you doing first thing in the morning or later this afternoon?
I'm working.
Because I want to get this as soon as the better. Well, the sooner the better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, for sure. For sure.
This dude really driving around with his cat hanging out the window? Oh, that's funny. I never seen a house cat drive around. I never seen someone drive around with their house cat before. I've seen dogs do it, but not cats. That's funny.
Right.
That just caught my eye. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know, big-ass Persian cat just sitting there laying up on the damn rearview mirror. The side mirror.
I'm not a cat person, but it sounds expensive.
Yeah, I hear you. But shit, I need to be in front of the money people.
So we're here till 6 p.m. What time works best for you?
They got appointments tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to get it tonight or this afternoon. As soon as I can try to get back to my house. Yeah, what is it? What are you, Pacific time? Oh, hey,
yeah,
I had two other companies call me yesterday.
Okay.
And I said, well, hey, I just play it off. I'm getting bids, right? I said, hey, I'm already talking to local Splash. And this lady just started, oh, they're a scam and da da da. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
You've been in business 17 years, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
I'm just like, I'm like, oh man. So I did some research last night. Pretty good representation on the company. The add-ons for your emails that shows you all the logos, redo all that. It looks totally made up.
Does it?
I'm just letting
really?
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, it
okay.
does. It looks totally made up. It does. It looks like it's a scam. I'm just saying. I was looking.
Well,
if you pay attention to the details.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Like,
if you pay attention to the details, yeah. All those little logos you got at the bottom of your page or the bottom of your email,
right?
You know, they look paste and crop. They don't look like they were professionally installed. You know, in there, but they're embedded in there. You know, without
right.
the background being photoshopped and stuff like that. So I'm just saying it would look more professional.
I appreciate the feedback,
like,
man. Because all my emails.
I'm just letting you know because it does look like a scam.
Okay.
It does.
All right, I'll have my tech guy.
Because
I believe it or not,
I looked at it and I'm like, that looks kind of funny, right? And then then my wife seen it and she goes, this looks really funny. I was like, yeah, because we've been chewed up and spit out by I don't know how many different scam artists, you know? And we've gotten smart about that. But I'm just letting you know, it just doesn't look right.
I appreciate that.
It just looks makeshift, you know? Because you can tell, like, what a professional professional paper looks like, you know, when it's typed up right and, you know, proper grammar and all that stuff. And then you see that and you're just like, huh, okay. What you should do, honestly, is you make them all the same size and you put them across the bottom of the whole page instead of all clumped up in a corner. Because you can tell whoever did it rushed through it just to get it done.
Were you looking on a mobile device or a desktop?
Yeah, I was looking at my iPad.
On
my
iPad. Okay. I'm going to let
my
IT guy know. That way he can fix it today.
Yeah, and he needs to go through the whole business, the whole company and fix those.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If yours not the right one, they need to get on there and get a better looking professional look at it because it would look way better if you just had them smaller, okay, to where they can fit directly across the whole bottom of the damn page.
Like a
closer, you know, instead of all clumped up in a corner because then it just looks like, huh. Well, that definitely looks photoshopped. You know?
Yeah,
crop and paste
it.
It
all. Like, even the Google Premier Partnership badge is a click of link, you know? But I'll have them look at it today. I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, but they can still make it a clickable link, right?
They can put it in.
Yeah, they can fix all that and make it look way more professional. It's just somebody is rushing through it, and they need to take a little bit of their time to invest into that and make it look better. Because that's... Believe it or not, that's the first thing people really see or read, right? So that's like your first appearance, you know, like your first appearance, your last one. So, you know, how do you really look at the customer or what they really think, you know, about when they see. So, again, it's just those little things that matter, especially when you're dealing with public.
No, so, I appreciate the feedback for sure. I sent you another email.
Trust me, I've been through there. Trust me, I've been through it. Yeah, I've been through it. I've had to deal with that before because I didn't realize that either when I was doing stuff. And I've had other business owners tell me, and says, "Hey, this is corrective criticism, you know?" And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, give it to me. I'm eyes open. You know what's up?
No,
you know, is there any way I can do better? You know?"
Yeah, I didn't even put that together, and I'm like, hey, I'll tell our IT guy and have him fix it, you know. But
tell him to be more professional on his placement on things because it doesn't look right.
Get your job done. Get your job done, bro.
Yeah, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I'll talk to you. What time did you say?
It's about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, you got
it. I got to get over to my mom's house and get some shit done tonight, and I got an appointment this afternoon, too. Shit. If it doesn't work this afternoon, can I get in tomorrow morning, probably around, like, 10 or 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, got it. All right.
Okay. Because I don't know what I'm going to run into later on today.
But
I'm just trying my best to make some money today, because it's kind of slow today, so, and I got all this extra shit on my lap with my mom's house and everything. I got to get my helpers over there that before they either get a job somewhere or get busy with something else, you know what I mean?
Right. I know what you mean. So I'll put you in for 5 today. If you don't answer, I'll just leave you like a voicemail, and then I got you in for 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Or text me. It's always better. I just got these phones, so I don't even remember if I got the voicemail set up yet.
Okay.
So if you can, just text me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, buddy. Because I definitely want them to hear this. Because I really need to get the ball rolling on this. And I told her again, it's like everything else, they can't guarantee everything. But if I could just get my fucking phone to ring.
Well, Google can. Because remember, you don't take on those leads.
They only charge you for people that want to quote or for people that set an appointment, right?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, because HomeAdvisor,
they charge
those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, they charge for everything, and it doesn't matter if the customer already found somebody else.
Right.
Like, I just got the lead. I call them within 1 minute of getting it, and, oh, we already got it taken care of. And I'm like, how's that possible? I just got it.
Right. Somebody
you know?
Like,
I can't even get in front of the fucking customer, dude. It's like, for real? And then you call them up to get a credit.
Call you, you know, so it'll be way different for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Especially when I'm able to get my reviews back, because, yeah, dude, I've worked so fucking hard for that because I've had so many negative Nancys fucking supposed to be my friends and blackmail me online, and I really had to bust my ass and get people to leave me some respectful, decent reviews to cover up all the bullshit, you know? Because, you know, people, by the time they read, like, 5 or 6 reviews, you know, they're not going to read anymore.
Right.
You know, usually.
Right.
You know, unless you got some weirdos out there that just, you know, start reading your reviews like it's a book.
For sure. All right. So I'll talk to you either tonight or tomorrow morning, okay? You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir. Please do. All right, sir. Please do. Bye. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.